下午好。
家好。
今天晚上我不像前三次那样，和大家用一篇的诗篇来分享。
Unlike the last three times, the fellowship won't be based on one single song.
因为今天晚上我是要讲一个题目。
Because today we're going to focus on one theme.
在还没有进入今天晚上的交通之前。
Before we start today's fellowship,
我想和弟兄姊妹们彼此勉励一件事情。
I would like to encourage our brothers and sisters.
过去的前六周，我们有三次的话语的交通，还有三次的彼此分享。
The previous 6 weeks, we had three times of message and three times of fellowship.
那话语的交通呢？我们是根据于一篇的诗篇，我们一起把它背过了。
The three messages were based on the psalms that we have memorized.
我参加了弟兄姊妹们的分享和交通。
I was able to participate in brothers and sisters fellowship group.
我很盼望呢，弟兄姊妹个人养成了不仅仅是读圣经、阅读的习惯。
I sincerely hope every brother and sister not just to develop a habit of reading the Bible verses.
我们能够呢，每个礼拜选一段我们自己喜欢的经文，我们把它背起来。
But every week we should select a favorite verse and memorize it.
因为我最近听见好多弟兄姊妹分享，他们说到了，当我背了诗篇以后，我的生活好像不一样了。
Because during the recent fellowship, I've heard brothers and sisters saying, "Oh, after memorizing Psalms, my life has changed."
在白天的工作或者遇见事情的时候，心里有主的话了。
When I have encountered certain matters, now I have the word of the Lord in my heart.
说这话的弟兄和姊妹呢，不是初信的人啊。
Those brothers and sisters who spoke like that wasn't the new believer.
有一些呢是老基督徒了，信主了三四十年，但是以往从来没有人提醒过或者教导过说我们要背圣经。
Many of the brothers and sisters have been a brother and sister for 30 or 40 years, but there was no teaching on you should be memorizing Bible verses.
所以我很感谢主这一次能够和亲爱的弟兄姊妹呢，我们一起背了诗篇的三篇啊，我们其实只背了三篇啊。
So praise the Lord, we were able to memorize three songs.
我希望我们以后能够有更多的机会，大家一起来背我们选的喜欢的主的话语。
I hope there's more opportunity that we can, as a group, memorize more Bible verses.
让主的话语呢，丰丰富富的存在我们的心中。
Let the word of the Lord exist in our heart abundantly.
我们可以昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
So we can meditate on the word of the Lord, on the law of Jehovah day and night.
好叫我们的生活里面呢，与主的交通变得更丰富。
So that let our fellowship with our Lord in our daily life be more abundant.
一个有主话语存在心中的人呢，他借着默想主的话语，进入圣灵和与基督的交通里面。
A brother or sister with the word of the Lord, when fellowship with the Lord, get it, was able to enter into the fellowship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己可能不觉得。
Perhaps you don't realize this.
但是别人会觉得你的脸上好像发光了一样。
But others may feel you're glowing.
就像摩西呢，到西乃山上40昼夜与神交通。
It's like Moses went to the Mount Sinai, fellowship with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights.
神把他的心意在山上启示给他。
Lord revealed his will to Moses on the mountain.
那四十昼夜，摩西不吃也不喝，但是他身体也没有疲倦，也没有饥饿。
Moses did not eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights, but he didn't show any sign of fatigue.
而且他下山的时候呢，以色列人没有办法直接的看他的脸，因为他脸上发光。
The Israelites, when Moses came down from the mountain, the Israelites couldn't see directly face Moses because of the globe.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们新约时代的儿女比摩西更有福气。
Brothers, sisters, we as the believers in the New Testament era has more blessings than Moses.
若是我们心里面被主的话语充满
，If our heart is filled with the Lord, word of the Lord,
我们就不容易被外面的这些环境或者消息新闻所搅扰和刺激。
We would not be easily disturbed by the news coming from the outside.
我们也不太容易被人的血气或者肉身的压力所影响。
And we would not be influenced easily by our own self-life and our own flesh.
这是我开头的时候想和弟兄姊妹彼此勉励，彼此立一个心愿，我们好好的若是能够几位弟兄姊妹一起做同伴，那是最好，一起来背圣经。
So in the beginning of our fellowship, I would like to have this encouragement and set a goal for our brothers and sisters. If we as a group, several of us can get together and memorize, that'd be great.
好，今天开始呢，有三次我要和弟兄姊妹交通到关于祷告的事情。
So starting from today, there will be three times I'll talk about prayer.
因为这一次我们在一起追求的，我们的总题目是在基督里生根立基。
Because the overall theme of our fellowship for this time is to rooted and founded in Christ.
我们能够呢一同建立一个美好的属灵生活习惯。
For us all together, we can develop a good spiritual living habit.
今天我要和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是凡祈求的就必得着。
Today's theme is the ones who ask will get, will receive.
我大概分四段和弟兄姊妹们来分享。
There will be four sections in today's fellowship.
一段呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通的，什么是祷告？
First section will be, what is prayer?
我们一起读一处的经文。
So let's read together one scripture.
民数记第七章第八十九节。
Book of Numbers, chapter 7, verse 89.
摩西进会幕要与耶和华说话的时候，听见法柜的施恩座椅上，二基路伯中间有与他说话的声音，就是耶和华与他说话。
I'm reading from the Darby version. As when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, then he heard the voice speaking to him from the off mercy seat, which was upon the Ark of Testimony, from between two cherubim, and he spoke to him.
在这里，神的会幕，也就是旧约时代，神在他儿女们中间第一个家，神的会幕被建立起来了。
This is the first time that the house of the Lord was first time built.
当以色列的每一个支派的族长到神的面前来献礼物之后，
After each of the head of each tribe has offered their gifts to the Lord,
摩西呢就到会幕去，里面呢要与神说话。
Moses went into the tent and wanted to speak to the Lord.
很稀奇的，我们看见在刚才我们读那一节圣经里面的，不仅摩西向神说话，这是我们一般认为的祷告。
How marvelous! Not only we see that Moses starts speaking with the Lord as we know as the prayer.
而当他进去说话祷告的时候呢，他一停下来就听见法柜施恩座椅上两个基路伯中间有与他说话的声音。
As he would pause his prayer, and he heard the voice that's from off the mercy seat, which was upon the Ark of Testimony, from between the two cherubim.
而那里摩西很清楚知道，那就是神，就是耶和华神跟他说话，向他说话。
And Moses knows clearly this is the word of our Lord Jehovah.
所以什么是祷告呢？
Then what is prayer?
祷告乃是人向神说话。
So prayer is us human beings talking to our Lord.
并且人也听见神在人的祷告中向人说话。
It is also our Lord Jehovah listening to our prayer and then speak back to us.
一般我们的认识认为祷告就是我向神说话，我有要求，所以我到神面前来说出我的要求和心愿。
Our basic understanding of prayer is just we have some desire, we have some need, and we come to in front of our Lord and speak to him.
但是我们看见了，在旧约啊，当神的心意满足，神在人的中间有会幕，有居所的时候。
But it was, we see that in the Old Testament, when our Lord's heart has been fulfilled, when there is a tent that was established for our Lord.
特别是在会幕里面有见证的柜，就是约柜的时候。
When the tent also has the Ark of Testimony.
神在这个见证的柜上面，那个施恩座基路伯中间向人说话。
Then our Lord sitting on the mercy seat between two the cherubim. It started to speak to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道新约时代啊，那么主耶稣基督就是那个约柜，就是那个见证。
Brothers and sisters, as we know in the New Testament era, our Lord Jesus Christ is this Ark of Testimony.
那么教会，如果我们照着神的心意来侍奉和生活，就是那个会幕的见证。
And for our own church, if we set our church according to our Lord's will, then we are this tent.
神的儿女们在这样的原则里面，我们来祷告，你就听见，在这二基路伯之间呢，神就向我们说话。
If we live and serve under such principle, then we are in between these two cherubim, and the Lord will speak to us.
这是新约时代每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女们最大的一个特权和福分。
This is the very special authority that our brothers and sisters in the New Testament era received.
我们讲的最简单一点呢，祷告不仅人向神说话，而且神向人回应，是双方面的。
In a more simple terms, when we speak to our Lord, when we pray, our Lord speaks back to us. It's bilateral.
我们要问呢，神，我们怎么样能够听在祷告中听见神向我说话呢？
So we often ask, how can we listen when the Lord speaks to us during our prayer?
过去在教会中有许多喜欢祷告、会祷告的弟兄姊妹告诉我。
There are many brothers and sisters that know how to pray and love how to pray, tells us.
神向那些有祷告之灵的人说话。
Our Lord will speak to the ones who have the prayerful spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告不光是我们的思想，不光是我们的情感，也不光是我们的言语。
So when we pray, we don't use our, not just our thought, not just our feelings, not just our language, our words.
我们的祷告是用我们的灵，而那个灵是一个祷告的灵。
We use our spirit, and that spirit is the prayerful spirit.
如果我们有这个祷告的灵，我们到主面前来说话，我们必定听见神向我们说话。
If we have the prayerful spirit, and when we come to our Lord and pray to our Lord, the Lord will speak back to us.
所以呢，过去在英语世界有认识祷告的人告诉我们，他说一个祷告的灵呢，乃是一个灵预备好听神向他说话。
So in the English speaking world, there has been a saying that a prayerful spirit is a spirit that is ready to listen to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，他就听见神向他说话。
Then you will be able to hear our Lord speaking.
前天晚上我去参加我们聚会一个分区祷告，他们也借此在家里有感恩。
Two nights ago, I was able to go to a prayer meeting in our division, and we had this Thanksgiving meeting.
每一个人都讲一点自己的感恩的见证。
Everybody was able to share something that they're thankful for.
有一个姊妹，她就说她最近发生的一件事情。
And one sister shared something that's happened to her.
她在教会里面呢，和另外几位弟兄姊妹呢一起配搭服侍我们中间的青少年。
So this sir was collaborating together with other brothers and sisters serving the young adult.
我们中间有一些呢 高中毕了业进大学的弟兄们，他们有心回来服侍聚会中的弟弟妹妹青少年。
We have a few younger brothers and sisters who graduated college, graduated high school, went to college. Praise the Lord, came back to serve their younger brothers and sisters.
所以他们每一个月有两次的侍奉追求和交通。
So twice a month, they have this fellowship to discuss how to serve and how to pursue the Lord together.
他们一起在主面前学习。
So they learn in front of the Lord. They pursue in front of the Lord.
这个姊妹说她在那一次有一次交通聚会里面听另外一个姊妹讲到自己的生活。
So one time during this fellowship, she heard another sister talking about her own life.
那个姊妹说我每天早上一醒来我就从床上翻身下床披上衣服就去亲近主。
This sister said, every morning when I get up, I do a backflip and put on my clothes and go come near to the Lord.
这个姊妹一听了就非常羡慕，她说她就跟主说，主啊，我也要这样过生活。
This sister, when she heard it, she was quite envious in a way, that she prayed to the Lord, I want this life too.
她的见证就是说，她说差不多在一个多月以前，她有一天早上，也就是一醒来，从床上一滚下来呢，穿上衣服就到主面前祷告。
So for about a month ago, she started as she just rolled out of her bed, put on clothes, and started praying.
她很稀奇啊，她说，我一跪下来，我就听见主向我说话。
She was very surprised, and she said, the minute she kneeled down, and she was able to hear the Lord speaking to her.
是什么事情呢？因为她本来是住在我们这个地区的这个西边。
What is Lord trying to speak to her about? Well, she lives in the west side of our town.
她现在呢搬到了华盛顿州的南边，就是我们这边的东北边。
Now she moved to the south side of Washington State, which is our northeast side of us.
其实她搬家呢，搬了已经大概有半年，四个月到半年。
So you know she had been moved for over 4 months.
但是她一直在分区祷告聚会都还是回到自己原来那一区，因为跟弟兄姊妹熟了。
But during her prayer meeting, she still comes back to her original side, the west side.
她说那一天早上呢非常奇妙，很清楚。她说我一滚下床呢，一趴在主的面前，主就说话了，你应该到你现在住的地方和弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
So because if she's so familiar, she didn't want to move. But the day she rolled out of her bed and started to pray, the Lord spoke to her immediately. You need to go to this new division and start praying with the other brothers.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神的羊，是主的羊。羊认识牧人的声音是最平常也不过的事情。
So brothers and sisters, we are the sheep of our Lord. As the sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd, that's very normal.
但是很可惜啊，今天很多的基督徒对主之间的关系都是第二手的，都是客观的，很少说今天主对我说话，而且改变了我的生命。
It is such a shame that in today's world, our Christian brothers and sisters often receive the message second-handedly from a objective matter instead of receiving from the Lord directly.
所以我们要求主让我们有一个祷告的灵。
So we want to pray to let our Lord have let us to have a prayerful spirit.
这个祷告的灵是主愿意向他说话的灵。
So that type of prayer spirit is the spirit that Lord is willing to speak with us.
弟兄姊妹们，那么我们要问什么样才是祷告的灵呢？
So brothers and sisters, we want to ask what kind of spirit is a prayerful spirit.
祷告的灵第一个是我们承认我是属主的。
So number one, we must recognize we belong to our Lord.
我需要主。
We need our Lord.
我属于他。
I belong to my Lord.
第二个，祷告的灵呢，是一个预备好要听牧人声音的灵。
Second, the prayerful spirit is we need to prepare ourselves to be ready to listen to the voice of the Lord.
这个灵呢，是一个 listening spirit, 是一个能听的灵。
It is a type of listening spirit.
等候着要向神，要听神说什么。
We're waiting for our Lord to speak to us.
当我们有这样的预备的时候，你就发现祷告的生活不仅是我向主说话。
When we have such preparation, we realize that when we pray, it's not just we speak to the Lord.
而且主也向我说话。
But also our Lord speak back to us.
这是非常奇妙的经历，这也应该是最平常的经历。
This should be a very ordinary experience.
啊，弟兄姊妹，特别是在教会服侍的，在 DC 大概叫做同工们。
So it should happen among our co-laborers.
啊，我们谈一件事情的时候，我们要问主有没有对你说话，主对我是怎么说的。我们不要说我想这样，我认为是这样。
So when we discuss a matter, it should not be, I want something, I think. It should be, did Lord speak to you? Did you talk to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，若是我们都有一个听的灵，我们在一起侍奉，我们才能够真正的遵行神的旨意。
If we have a prayerful spirit, when we be served together, we will serve according to our Lord's will.
所以我们预备好到主面前来听，像撒母耳一样说，主啊，仆人静听。
So when we pray, we should be like Samuel. You know, Lord, the servant is listening.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，真正的祷告生活是双方面的。
So in the real prayer life, it should be a bilateral.
啊，是 both way, 是双向的。
It's both way, both direction.
啊，这个双向什么？就是人与神之间两边是缺一不可的。
So what does that mean when it's a two sides? Or it really means for us and for God, we couldn't have one side missing.
这就是基督徒神的儿女和宗教徒之间的差异。
And this is the difference between the children of God and Christian or so-called religious person.
Yeah, the nominal religious Christian不一样。啊，这个宗教徒啊，他也祷告，但是就是他一个人说话，主从来不听的，主也不回答他的，他也不觉得主要回答他的。
So the nominal Christians, it's just one way, and it just that person speaks, and that person speaks alone. He doesn't need God to speak, he doesn't want God to speak.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，若是你真是神的儿女，你有求，主一定说话的。
Brothers and sisters, if you're a true children of God, when you speak to the Lord will speak back to you.
我们有一位姊妹去年得了很严重的卵巢癌。
We have a sister who has a very late stage ovarian cancer.
已经到了最末期。我们去看她，问她说，姊妹，你有平安吗？
She's at the end of her life. When we came to visit and we asked, Sister, do you have peace?
但是姊妹呢，很安息的说：“主给我一首诗歌了。”
The sister said, "Well, the Lord has given me a hymn."
她这么一说，我就知道她里面有平安。
The minute she said that, I knew she had peace within her.
我就问她：“主给你什么诗歌呢？”
I asked, "Which hymn did the Lord give you?"
她说：“一首诗歌的副歌说，每次的打击都是真利益。”如果你所取去的，你以自己来代替。
Is the choir section of every strike? I can translate. Every strike, there is a benefit. The things you remove, you're replaced by with yourself.
Thank you. 谢谢你，弟兄姊妹，我们姊妹她把她的痛苦、把她的害怕告诉主，主就回答她了。
This sister has shared her fear with the Lord, and the Lord has responded to her.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意这样做神的儿女呢？
Brothers and sisters, would you like to be a children of God like that?
这样的生活叫做祷告的生活。
This type of life is called a prayerful life.
祷告，如果光有祷告的人，没有听祷告的神，那不是祷告，那是宗教活动。
If you just have one person speaking, there is no God listening. That's not praying. That's just religious activity.
或者光有听祷告的神等着人祷告，没有人祷告，那也不是一个正常的光景。
Or you just have a God that's listening and nobody else is praying to the God, and this is not also praying.
但是我们要经历这个祷告生活的丰富和美妙，我们必须要有实际的操练。
So if we want to experience the wonderfulness and the abundance of the prayerful life, we must have such a practice.
要在我们的经历中，人生的遭遇里面，实实在在的去祷告，去经历神。
In our own experience, in our own daily life, we must experience our Lord through our own prayers. Through our
我们读许多教会历史上弟兄姊妹们的他们的传记。
So if we read lots of biographies of our brothers and sisters throughout history.
你看见好多弟兄姊妹啊，他们在这个点上认真的操练。
We've seen that a lot of brothers and sisters really practice on that rigorously.
我在年轻的时候读的戴德森弟兄的传记，我就非常的受感动。
So during my younger years, I was reading the biography of Hudson Taylor. As he's learning how to be faithful in his prayer. And he made a promise to the Lord.
他说，主啊，若是我以后要在大的事情上能够信靠你，求你先在我日常生活的小事上信靠。
He said, Lord, if you want me to trust you in a big thing, let me trust you in the small thing.
小事是什么呢？那个时候他在一个医生的诊所做学生，做学徒，那时候还没有医学院的。
So, Hudson Taylor is learning how to be an apprentice in a clinic. There was no medical college.
他这个老板，这个老医生呢，常常很忙啊，到了每个礼拜六该发薪水的时候就忘记了，过去了。
So the doctor is so busy in such a small clinic, and he often ignores payday, and he hasn't often not get paid.
戴德森弟兄就在这件小事上面跟主说，主啊，我绝不去提醒他今天是礼拜六了，你该发我这个礼拜的工资了，我要让你来带领我。
Our brother Hudson Taylor has prayed to our Lord and said, Oh Lord, I will not remind my boss to pay me. Let you be the reminder.
我不去细讲他许多的经历。
I'm not going to details about the experience.
弟兄姊妹，你有心愿，你可以去读一读，这是非常鼓舞人心的。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to, please read the biography, read the story.
他就在他的祷告生活里面经历了神是听祷告的神。
Through his prayer life, he has experienced our Lord.
那么第二段我要和弟兄姊妹交通的，人为什么需要祷告？
So in the second part, I want to talk to you guys about why do we need prayer?
我提两个点啊。第一个点在创世纪第四章第二十六节。
So I'll mention two points. The first point is in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 26.
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士，那时人才求告耶和华的名。
In this verse, I'm also reading from the Darby translation. As to Seth, to him was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then people began to call on the name of Jehovah.
第二处的经文在诗篇六十五篇第二节。
The second Bible verses are from Psalms chapter 65, verse 2.
听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。
O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come.
刚才我们读创世纪第四章那里啊，是整本圣经记载人类第一次开始祷告。
So the part where we read from the book of Genesis, that's what the Bible has recorded for the first time people start praying.
在那个之前呢，我们在圣经上没有看见记载亚当祷告，或者亚伯祷告，或者是该隐祷告，或者夏娃祷告，都没有。
Before this event with Seth and Enosh, we didn't see Adam pray, or Cain, or Abel prayed, or Eve prayed.
我们知道，当该隐杀了他的弟弟亚伯以后
，So when Cain struck his brother Abel.
神就补偿给亚当和夏娃再生了一个儿子叫做赛特。
The Lord has given Adam and Eve another son named Seth.
等赛特自己成年结了婚以后
So after Seth matured and got married,
他生了一个儿子，给他起了一个很特别的名字，叫做以挪士。
He has given his son a very special name, Enosh.
以挪士啊，这个字在希伯来文就是人的意思。
In the book, in the language of Hebrew, Enosh means human or person.
这个人跟亚当那个人呢是不同的字的。
This human here, Enosh, is different from Adam, the person.
这一个以挪士他的意思是什么呢？他是一个必死的人，叫做 mortal man.
So Enosh it means the person will die. It's a mortal man.
可能呢，在以挪士出生的时候，他的母亲受了很大的苦难。
So perhaps before Enosh was born or during labor, the mom suffered a lot.
我们知道这个。母亲生孩子的时候是生命的一个关口的。
When mother is giving birth to a son or to a kid, that's at the.
所以他在生了这个孩子以后，他的父母亲呢就给他起名叫人，原来是这么有限，这么脆弱，而且是会死的。
During the birth, perhaps the mom has gone through some severe event, and Seth gives the name Enosh to reflect that. Oh yeah, we have limitations.
人意识到自己的生命不长，意识到自己生命的有限和脆弱。
As we realize, humans realize our life is limited, our life is not long, and our life is.
人就很自然的开始祷告神。
And naturally, we start praying.
所以我们讲到呢，我们若是在自己的肉身的里面，我们意识到我。充满了需要，充满了自己办不到的事情，充满了各种的软弱。
So in our own flesh, we have realized there are things that we need, there are things we lack, and there are things we cannot accomplish.
而且意识到人生命有限。
And realize our life has limits.
那么在人的天性的里面，有神给我们的一个本能就出来了。那个本能就是我们呼喊神。
And in our own human nature, the Lord has given this basic instinct. Then we will call out to our Lord.
那个呼喊神，在神听起来就是一个祷告。
That type of calling out is to our Lord is prayer.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们人呢，觉得什么事自己都有办法，都有能力的时候，我们是不太祷告的，我们也不需要朋友的。
Oftentimes, if we think we have a solution for everything, we often don't pray and we don't have that many friends.
当我们事故无依，自己也没办法的时候，我们就想起来，我需要一位帮助我的神。
If we have no one to rely on and we realize there's nothing we can do, then we start to trust God and rely on God.
所以今天基督徒哈，我们是神的儿女，我们不比不信的时候好多少。
We are the children of God, for sure. However, we're not better than before we were believers.
特别是若是我们没有追求没有好的属灵生活我们真的跟不信主的人差不多的。
If we don't have a good spiritual life, then we are not so different from non-believers.
但是一有难处的时候呢基督徒还会想到我要来祷告。
But when we face trials and tribulations, we are, as a Christian, we think, oh, we need to pray.
我自己小的时候信主就是这么回事。
For me, it was the same way when I was young.
碰到难处啊，碰到疾病，碰到生死交关了，就祷告。
When I face life and death, when I face illness, I'll pray.
但是一切都平安顺利的时候，我就过我自己的生活。
When things are smooth sailing, I'll live my own life.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天主因为想念我们，他就不得不给我们环境中一点的难处压力啊，他可以听见我们祷告的声音呢。
Because our Lord misses us, our Lord will give us some difficulties in our life, and so that our Lord can hear our voice in our prayer.
有的人说我在苦难中啊的祷告比我一年的祷告都多，一天的祷告比一年都多。
Some often say. when I face difficulties, the prayers I say is more than I say, or the prayers I say in one whole year.
哎呀，那一天呢，过得多叫父神的心快乐。
For that one day, how happy you're making our Father God to be.
啊，这是我们祷告的第一个原因。
This is the reason of our prayer, but why we pray?
弟兄姊妹，所以我们常常开始感觉啊，好像是那些软弱的人才需要祷告。
And brothers and sisters, we often think that, oh, only the ones who are weak are praised a lot.
但是一个真正进入祷告生活的
But the one who is truly into the prayerful life,
他对神的那个需要的感觉比他出信的时候比他在苦难中的时候要更大更强
Then you have realized the need for you to have the Lord to pray is way bigger than when you're in difficulties and you're suffering.
我们会感觉呢主啊我如果有一刻可你的交通停止或者断绝，那是我不能忍受的生活。
And you realize, oh Lord, if I stop fellowshipping with you, start praying to you for one second, my life is horrible.
所以有一些认识祷告生活的人讲，他说基督徒的祷告啊，就好像人的呼吸一样，你根本没有去算你一分钟呼吸几次，但是你不能停止呼吸。
So for some brothers and sisters who know really how to pray, they would say prayer is like breathing. You don't really count how many times you breathe in a minute, but you also shouldn't be counting how many times you pray in a minute.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等样的一个福分。
Brothers and sisters, how big of a blessing is that?
那第二个点，我们为什么要祷告？
What's the second point of why we should pray?
好，我们要得神的回应。
We must receive the reply from our Lord.
我们要在祷告中遇见神。
We must encounter our Lord in our prayer.
不然你祷告做什么？你的祷告就是自言自语。
And what's the point of praying? You're talking to yourself.
好，我读过尼弟兄啊，尼托森弟兄讲过他自己年轻时候的一个见证。
So I've read a brother Watchman Nee's testimony when he was young.
他信主一年以后，有一次碰到一个年长的西国姊妹，一个宣教士。
什么国？
一个 Western missionary。
Oh, sorry, when Brother Watchman was young, he had encountered a Western missionary sister.
他信主一年以后。
After one year after he was
born. 那位姊妹叫做信，她有一个中文姓，刘教士，就是 Miss Groove。
Miss Groove.
她是 Andy Groove 的，对 ，Miss Groove， 这样。这个刘姊妹碰到她的时候啊，就很认真的问弟兄啊，你信主了没有
？So this sister, after met Watchman Nee and asked, "Brother, have you accepted the Lord?"
她说我信主了。她说你很那很好。
Brother Watchman Nee said, "Oh, yes, indeed." Then Sister Groove said, "Yes, oh, that's great."
她说我信主一年，她说那很好。她就问她，那你有没有读圣经呢？你圣经读过几遍呢
？Then the sister asked again. Also, how many times have you read through the Bible?
他说我有读，但是我没有好好读。我就是翻到哪里我就看到哪里。
Watchman Nee said, "Well, I've read it, but I didn't read it systematically. Every time where I flip to, I start reading it."
那么他第三个问题。
The third question she had.
弟兄啊，你有没有祷告？
She asked, "Oh, brother, have you prayed?"
他说我祷告，我每天都祷告，吃饭我也谢饭。
Brother Nee said, "Oh yeah, I pray to the Lord during meal time."
那么这位刘教师就再问他，那么主听过你几次祷告
？And our this Miss Groove asked, "So how many times did the Lord listen to you?"
他抓抓头啊，他想，我记不起来了，好像有，好像又没有，我不知道。
So he starts scratching his head. He's like, I don't remember. Maybe he has listened. Maybe he didn't."
这姊妹就很认真的跟他说：“啊，你对主不认真，所以你对这些事情你都不知道。”
So the sister said this very seriously in a very serious tone. Said, "You, the relationship that you have with the Lord is not serious at all. That's why you don't know any of this."
你祷告应该数得出来，这个祷告、那个祷告、那件事情，主怎么样回答我？
when you pray, you should have a clear track record of, oh, this matter I pray, how did the Lord answer? That matter I pray, how did the Lord answer?
那一次给倪弟兄一个非常深刻的印象和一个震动。
So Brother Watchman was shocked and give him a great memory.
他就找这位姊妹，请他教他怎么样认真的祷告。
So Brother Nee started asking this sir how to pray seriously.
他开始呢为他自己，他那时候读高中，同班同学的救恩祷告。
So he started to pray for the salvation of his classmate.
到他毕业的，他那时候离毕业不到一年，他全班同学除了一个人以外，全部的人都信了主。
And 1 year away from graduation, during the year of graduation, there's only all his classmates, but one person was saved.
所以为什么要祷告呢？
So why should you pray?
就是我们要得神的回答。Because
we want our answer from our Lord.
如果我们光只说了我的心愿，而我不知道神什么时候回答，怎么回答，弟兄姊妹，那个祷告是空洞的。
If we only state our will, and if we only tell our Lord what we want and never receive a reply, that prayer is empty.
这就来到我们今天的主题，祈求就得着。So
now, this is our theme of today's fellowship. When you ask, you shall receive.
我们在主的面前呢，要懂得怎样来祈求，好叫我们确定的知道我们怎样得着。
In front of our Lord, we should know how to seek, then we should know how to receive.
所以接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通啊，我们刚才读到诗篇65篇第二节。
So the next part of our fellowship is Psalm 65, verse 2.
我们看见作诗的人他称神呢，叫做听祷告的主。
The author of this psalm says, O thou that heareth prayer.
他说：“凡有血气的，都要来救你。”Unto
thee shall all the flesh come.
啊，弟兄姊妹，刚才我们才讲到赛特的儿子叫做以挪士，因为以挪士活在肉身血气的里面。The
name of Seth's son is Enosh because he's in flesh.
啊，我们在肉身中充满了难处，充满了问题，充满了缺陷和需要。
So in our flesh, we have difficulties, we have lack, we have needs.
在这个需要中，我们看见我们的神是听祷告的神。So
in such need, we have noticed that our Lord is the one who listens to our prayer.
神不是听好听的祷告的神。Our
Lord does not pick only the ones who is good.
神也不是听会祷告的人的祷告的神。
Our Lord is not the ones who listen to who know how to pray, who's good at praying.
神是听祷告的神。
Our Lord listens to our prayer.
所以你那个祷告，那个声音，那个话语，那个心愿，如果真是向着神是祷告，神就听见了。So
if your desire, if your will is to pray to our Lord, your voice, your word, your demand, your ask will be heard by the Lord.
我们记得呢，有些时候啊。 人的祷告非常简单和直接的。So
oftentimes our prayers are very simple and blunt.
比如说彼得在风浪中看见主在海面上行走。So
for example, Peter, when Peter saw the Lord walking on the water.
他就说，主啊，若是你，让我就走到你那里去，我也在海面上走。And
Peter said, oh Lord, if it's really you, let me walk on water. Let me walk.
主说，好，你来，彼得呢。 那时候想都没有想，他就从床上跳下来，结果他没掉到水里面，他走在风浪上面。And
our Lord said, yeah, you can come. Now, Peter, without a second thought, Peter popped off the boat and started walking on water.
但是当他的冲动啊，一过去，他在看周遭环境的时候，他立刻被环境给压住了。After
the adrenaline rush is all gone, he was crushed by the surrounding, and he
started sinking.
He fell in the water and started sinking.
这个时候彼得最简单的一个祷告，他说，主啊，救我。
Peter has such a simple savior. Oh, Lord, save me.
立刻主就伸手把他拉起来。
And Lord has pulled him up immediately.
这叫做听祷告的神。
This is called the God who listens to our prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们每次来祷告，不要太注重自己，怎么发表我的心愿，怎么讲神爱我都不需要，你就直接告诉主就好了。
When in our prayer meeting, when you come, you don't have to express how much you love God and how thankful you are. Just tell the Lord what you need.
所以我年轻的时候学祷告，参加教会祷告聚会啊，很得一些年长弟兄姊妹的扶持和鼓励。
During my young years, when I learned how to pray in prayer meetings, I was encouraged. I learned a lot from the elderly brothers and sisters.
因为早期呢，我不会祷告，我觉得每个弟兄姊妹祷告的言语都非常美妙，而且都表达他们的心意，我就说不出来，我就像个小孩子一样。
Before I noticed that elder brothers and sisters, their prayers are so beautiful. They were able to express their words flourishly.
但是有的时候听见一个弟兄祷告，他说啊，主啊，我们都说不清楚，但是你会听，你已经知道我们需要，你是听祷告的神。
But one time I heard from a brother praying, saying, Lord, oftentimes we cannot express our feeling, but you know how to listen. That's why you hear us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们需要祷告，我们要让主，我们要让自己经历神是听祷告的神。
So brothers and sisters, that's why we need to pray, because we want to experience the God and listen to our prayer.
那么接下来我要和弟兄姊妹谈一谈啊，那我们怎么样实行呢这个祷告的生活呢？
So the next thing will be how to pray, how to practice prayer.
我们读，先读一节经文，好吧？我每讲一个点读一次经文。以弗所书第六章第十八节的前一段。
So let's start at this point with the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit.
这个靠着圣灵啊，保罗原来意思说随时随地多方的在圣灵中祷告祈求。
Paul has said rely on the Spirit and pray everywhere, every season, anytime.
这换句话说，我们祷告呢，不光是我们自己在这里说话。
In other words, when we pray, it's not just us speaking here.
不光是我自己的灵里面有感觉，而且是我在圣灵中把这个感觉告诉神。
It's not just our own spirit is feeling something.
所以祷告啊，第一个，我们要有口，我们要有灵啊，或者有人讲的，我不知道什么是灵呢，我要用我的心，我是用心的祷告的。
So through the Holy Spirit, every time we pray, it's not just through our own mouth, but through our spirit, through our heart.
这是一个总原则，每次的祷告啊，为什么要闭上眼睛呢？就是不用我的思想，不用我的情感，不用外界环境的影响。
So why should we close our eyes every time we pray? Because we don't want to rely on our feelings, our thoughts. It's just us.
我们要回到灵里面去跟圣灵，照着圣灵的带领，我到父神面前祷告。
We come back to our spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, we're able to speak to our Holy Father, able to pray to our Lord.
那么我要在这里提一点啊，在圣灵中祷告啊，我们就要逃避一些不在圣灵中的情况。
So now we're praying through the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about how to avoid certain things that's not in the Holy Spirit.
我们在祷告之前，我们自己要做的预备和对付的事情。
And the preparation we must do before we pray.
第一个，祷告不要变成一个仪文，不要变成一个外面的表演。
Don't let your prayer be a outside practice.
A religious ritual.
A religious ritual.
你知道有些东西，有些时候祷告啊， 是一个节目来的。
Oftentimes prayer becomes a show.
那这样的祷告我们要避免。
That type of prayer we must avoid.
即便是在聚会中弟兄姊妹请我们起来祷告，我们也要想到，我不是要用言辞去感动人啊，感动神，我要从心里面，在灵里面说话。
Even if our brothers and sisters ask us to pray during our gathering, it's not us trying to use our words to move other brothers and sisters. It's really from our bottom of our heart to speak to our Lord.
这在马太福音第六章第五节主说呢，你们祷告的时候不可像那演戏的人，中文把它翻成了假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里在十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
The book of Matthew, chapter 6,
verse 5.
It's like one chapter I forgot to copy. I'm so sorry, Brother Boy. It's one verse I forgot to copy down.
That's fine.
6:5. I'm almost here. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corner of the street, so that they should appear to men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their own reward.
这里那个假冒为善的那个 hypocrite, 他原来意思就是表演的人。
The word hypocrite's original meaning is the one who put on a show.
所以我们这个是讲到把祷告当作一个宗教的仪式来。说这个是不，我们要避免的。
This is also when Jesus talked about this. Is this really he's saying that we think prayer as a religious ceremony? We should really avoid that.
第二个啊，我们在祷告中啊，要查验自己是不是用信心在祷告。
Number two, during our prayers, we really should check when we pray, are we using our faith?
不是念经哈。不要做有口无心的重复的祷告。
Your prayer should not be repetitive. Don't just say it with your mouth, your heart.
马太福音第六章第七节第八节主说呢，你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了就必蒙垂听。
The book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 7 and 8 it says, but when you pray,use not vain repetitions as those who are of the nation, for they think they shall be heard through their much speaking, but not ye therefore like them, but your Father knows of what things ye have need before ye beg anything of him.
谢谢。第八节我刚才没有念啊，你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道。这个叫做相信。
Verse 8, that's what faith is, believe.
那么第三个点呢，我们在祷告祈求之前呢，我们要求主啊光照，我们检查自己，我们有没有跟别人过不去的事情，我们要饶恕人。
Number 3, before we pray, we should ask our Lord to shine light on our own life.And see if there's any debt we owe to others, or any debt that others owe to us.
我们呢，不要带着罪，不肯放下自己的罪，那样的祷告是没有功效的。
We cannot bring sin, the sin of we cannot give up ourselves. That type of prayer is useless.
所以马太福音第六章十四节说呢。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
As said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, for if ye forgive men of their offenses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you yours.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if ye do not believe men, but if ye do not forgive men their offenses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your offenses.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在祈求的祷告上面，这是我们 首先在主面前要除去啊拦阻我们的祷告达到神面前的东西。
So in our prayer of asking our Lord something, we should remove the sin, so that our prayer can reach to our Lord.
所以在马太福音第五章第二十三节、二十四节，主也说到：如果我们要到祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，意思就是我亏欠了弟兄，啊，那么就要把礼物留在坛前，先去和弟兄和好。然后来献礼物。
As our Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 23-24, if therefore thou shouldest offer thy gift at the altar, and there shouldest remember that thy brother has something against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and first go, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
我相信这一方面呢，弟兄姊妹，我们在人生经历里面应该很丰富。
Brothers and sisters, I think for that point, we have experienced that a lot.
如果我们不饶恕人，心里面带着啊，带着恨或者带着不痛快，我们的祷告不出来。
Brothers and sisters, if you have such hate or things you're just not happy about certain person, you really couldn't pray.
或者我们得罪了人，我们不肯求赦免，不肯去和好，我们讲一些漂亮的话到神面前祷告，也不会得着答应。
If you have offended someone and you don't ask for forgiveness or you don't try to reconcile with the other person, as good as your prayer can be, the Lord will not listen.
我在年轻的时候遇见一位比我年长的弟兄。
When I was in my younger years, I met an elderly brother.
他讲到他在读大学时代的一个经验。
This brother shared his experience during his college year.
那个时候啊，弟兄姊妹同年纪的大学生都很追求，很爱主。
At the time he went to college, the college students were very loving of pursuing
the Lord. 每个周末他们在教会有青年聚会的。教会年长弟兄就安排他们有弟兄们有讲台的操练。
So every week during the gathering, the elderly brothers will ask the brother to get on the pulpit and start preaching.
有一次就安排他跟另外一个弟兄个人讲20分钟短讲。
So one time it was for him and the other brother who get to preach for 20 minutes.
他很紧张啊，因为他读的是一个普通的大学，一个军事院校。
For that brother, he was very nervous because he just went to a very ordinary university, a military university.
那么另外那位弟兄呢，是台湾最好的大学的高材生，很有口才，一表人才。
The other brother who preaches with him, it went to this great university in Taiwan.
对不起，我们弟兄 他准备的时候，他就好好的祷告在主面前呢，求主施恩。
So during his preparation, he prayed rigorous and seriously in front of our Lord and asked the Lord to give him mercy.
另外那个弟兄也讲得很好。
The other brother also spoke really well.
但是呢，他们讲完了以后，弟兄姊妹的回应祷告都是围着他讲的那个大家祷告，很有感觉。
But for our after both sermons, all the prayers are all callbacks to this brother's message.
那么那个弟兄心里就不太高兴。
So for the other person, he's not so happy about it.
哎呀，这你知道，这是很平常的年轻人这种。就甚至我们信了主多年在教会，有的时候我们挤出来的时候都会这个样子。
So this is quite a normal event. And even for our brothers and sisters who believed our Lord for such a long time, we often have experienced things like that.
所以那天聚完会了以后大家要散会离开会所，在门口的时候， 另外那个弟兄就站在门口等他。
So at the end of the service, everybody was about to exit the building. The other brother was waiting for him.
他收拾好自己的圣经包包啊，就低着头要走出去。结果那个弟兄看了就说：“哦，你看，他是个真以色列人，走过来了。”
As this brother was packing his Bibles in his bag and bowed his head walking out of the building, the other brother said, oh, look, the true Israelites have come out.
这是罗马书第二章里面讲的。他说外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人。唯有里面受割礼的才是真犹太人。所以那一天呢，他就是用这个题目讲他在主面前学习。所以那个弟兄就调侃他说你看这个真以色列人走出来了。
So, those true Israelites came from the book of Romans chapter 2, as Paul said, the Israelites who are living outside life or living outward appearance life are not true Israelites, but the ones who have circumstances within are the true Israelites. That was his theme. And the other brother was kind of make fun of him and say, oh, you're the true Israelite.
他这么一讲啊，所有其他青年弟兄姊妹就哄堂大笑，哎呀，他就觉得很为难啊，很窘迫啊，低着头抱着圣经包就赶快回家了。
As he heard that, everybody was laughing, haha, like laughing at him. Then he was very embarrassed. So he just went home quietly.
第二天早上就是主日要擘饼。
So the next morning is the Lord's day, and that day they have to break bread.
他跟主说，主啊，我明天怎么去领这个杯呢？怎么去领这个饼呢？
As he was preparing himself, he asked, "Oh Lord, how can I go receive the bread? How can I receive the cup?"
主说你应该去，你知道该怎么做。
Our Lord has said, "You should go, and you know what to say, how to do."
我也会给你力量，做你该做的事。
And I will give you strength to do what you need to do.
哎呀，所以他就去了，擘饼聚会。他平时每个主日他都开口祷告的。
And he went to the gathering, and every Sunday he's supposed to pray.
那一天他一想祷告，就闭上眼睛就看见，好像里面就看见那个弟兄昨天晚上这个嘲笑他的那个态度。
But for that day, the moment he wanted to pray, he saw on the inside the brother was making fun of him.
他跟主说：“主啊，我该怎么办？”
The Lord, what should I do?
主说：“你去跟他和好。”
The Lord has said, oh, you should go reconcile with him.
他问主说：“我怎么跟他和好？”
He asked the Lord, how can I reconcile with him?
主说：“在擘饼分杯之前，你必须做这件事。你到他的位置旁边，扶着他，跟他说：‘弟兄，我跟你没有过节。啊，昨天晚上的事情，在我里面过去了。’”
You must go to this brother and put your hands on him and let him know. He said, brother, I have no quarrel with you. The thing that happened last night is over.
这个好难哦，我在想如果是我的话我就站不起来，因为我情感受伤了。
For me, if that happened to me, I don't think I would be able to do it because on the inside, I was hurt.
但是主的爱在里面得胜了，他就站起来了。他不是去坐在旁边，他就跪在那个弟兄旁边说，弟兄，好，我们中间没有事，啊，不要为难，过去了。
For this brother, he was able to kneel down and told the brother, said, "Oh brother, there's no beef between us."
他说，当他这么一做哈，忽然之间，主的灵就浇灌下来。
The moment he did that, the spirit just came down.
全人被主充满。然后他祷告，全场弟兄姊妹都被主感动。
So the whole after he was filled by the Holy Spirit, he started praying, and the brothers and sisters moved.
弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告中遇见主，我们那个祷告的灵的预备，先要把这些消极的除掉，这个叫做十字架。
So as we were preparing to pray, the things that we remove out of our spirit.Are the things that will stop us from reaching the Lord. This is called the cross.
这个好像很简单啊，你要先饶恕人啊，那么主就饶恕我们。
It seems kind of simple, right? You forgive someone else that the Lord will forgive us.
实际上呢，这个饶恕是基督啊，不是你和我。我们只要顺服基督就好。
So the forgiving here is not us. It's really from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么第四个点，我们要除去在求的祷告上不要妄求。
So point number four, when we pray, we shouldn't ask blindly.
啊，这个是雅各书第四章第三节里面讲。
In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 3.
雅各在那里说呢，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
It says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask evilly, that ye may consume it in your pleasure.
什么是妄求呢？是超过自己所需要的，啊，超过自己度量的，去要主多多的给我。
So what is ask evilly here? It's really just asking for things that's over your capacity.
换句话说，我们在祷告祈求的时候，要照着我们的身量。
When we pray, we should pray according to our own appetite.
Our own measure.
Our measure, okay.
我们自己主量给我们的度量，我们来祷告。
And we should pray according to the measure that the Lord has given us.
那么第五个点呢，我们在求的时候，我们在神面前要赤露敞开，不要有保留。
And when we pray, there should not be anything withhold within it, and that we should be open to our Lord.
什么是有保留呢？
What is called having some reservation?
就是带着自己的条件，不肯完全放手让主来带领。
It really means under your own condition and not letting the Lord to guide you completely.
在诗篇66篇18节有一句话很有意思。
So in Psalm chapter 66 verse 18,
在那里说呢，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
Had I regarded iniquity in my heart, the Lord would never hear.
我们在旧约圣经讲到这个 iniquity 的时候，都讲到自己的个性说的。
So in the Old Testament, when we say iniquity is our own characteristic.
我们放不下自己。
We can't give up ourselves.
我们跟主讲条件。
We try to argue, try to bargain with
our Lord. 你只要答应我这件事情，我就怎样怎样做，为你服侍。
You said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, you let me have this. I'll serve for you."
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经验？
Have you done that before, brothers and sisters?
我们对主啊，总是有保留。We have our own reserve.
We often have our own reserve to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我在年轻的时候，听见尼托森弟兄的这个见证呢，就很受感动。
When I was in my younger years, I was deeply moved by Brother Washburn Nee's testimony.
我们知道尼弟兄啊，他的妻子跟他从小他们是邻居，双方父母亲又是非常好的世交。
Brother Washburn Nee's wife was his next door neighbor, and their parents were friends as well.
可以这样讲，我们中国人讲叫做青梅竹马。
It's really the girl next door.
所以他们长大了，双方父母都认为他们将来一定结合，成为夫妻的。
And you know, when it comes to the girl next door, the parents kind of hope that they will get together, they'll get married.
尼弟兄也是非常喜欢这个女孩子。
And our brother Washburn loved this girl.
但是呢，尼弟兄在17岁的时候得救了，而且是厉害的得救。
And at age 17, our brother Washburn was saved, and the savior was serious.
他在决定信主、承认主之前，他说：“主，既然我承认你是主，那么我就全然的归给你，我不自己再做主。”
And when he accepted the Lord as his savior, as his Lord, he said, "Oh Lord, you know, now I'm going to give everything to you. I'm no longer making decisions by myself."
因着这个缘故，尼弟兄高中毕业就没有去读大学。
Because of that, the brother Watchman did not go to college after high
school. 他就学习要服侍主。
So he's learning how to serve the Lord.
其实尼弟兄呢，家境很好。 而且他读的是一个教会学校，他成绩也非常好，他要进任何一个有名的大学都可以。
So our brother Marchmani is wealthy in a wealthy family, went to a Christian school, and had a good grades. He can go to any college he wants.
但是他没有去读大学。But
he didn't go to college.
他就做一个在当时人讲这个穷传道。So
he was a poor a servant of the Lord.
那他这位朋友，他后来是尼斯姆啊，却去读了当时在北京的燕京大学。So
as our sister Ni went to Peking University.
而且在燕京大学呢，她是那一个时代的校花。She
was considered the most beautiful girl in the Peking University.
呀，相当的出风头。
She was very famous in a way.
所以他们以往的友谊啊，因着一个信主，一个不信主就淡掉。
And there were a long relationship, their long friendship was weakened because one.
尼弟兄为此啊非常痛苦。
And our brother Ni was very sad.
他在主面前祷告，他说主啊，求你救他的灵魂。
And he prayed in front of the Lord and said, Lord, save her soul.
他如果信主了，那我们就有希望可以结婚。他不信主，我们不能结婚。If
she believes you, we can get married. If she's not a believer, I can't marry her.
他跟主说：“主啊，如果你答应我这个条件，我就到蒙古啊，到新疆去传福音都没有关系。”And
he has prayed and said, "Oh Lord, if you answer my prayer, this prayer, I'll go to somewhere far away."
主一句话都不说。Our
Lord did not reply.
主根本没有回答他。There
was no answer.
为什么呢？因为尼弟兄在他情感上面，他为自己有一个保留。So
how come our Lord didn't answer? It's because our brother Watchman reserved himself in a bit in his love.
坚持。He
insisted.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以主在他身上。 主就把他自己隐藏起来。So
our Lord has hidden himself.
到最后尼弟兄啊，他知道没有希望了。Our
brother Watchman, you know there's no hope.
他跟主说，主啊，除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。Our
brother Watchman, he had the prayer, said, Oh Lord, besides you, there is Who else is there in heaven besides you? There is no one I love on earth.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们现在唱有一些诗歌哈，你知道那是每一首诗歌背后啊，都有它的故事。So
many hymns we sing, there's always a story behind it.
他在主面前借着这些学习，他学习你们祈求的就得着。
And through his experience with our Lord, he learned that ask we shall receive.
感谢主啊，当他这样子放下的时候。
Praise the Lord, as he gave up like that.
我那时候听年长弟兄们讲这个故事给我听。尼弟兄啊，就天天穿个福音背心啊，走在福州的街上，然后写了很大的。 信耶稣得永生这些福音的标语啊，每一根电线杆上面去贴，他还有白天呢，点个灯笼在街上走路。Our
brother Watchman, after that prayer, he started wearing this vest of gospel, started hanging this big banner of "Believe Jesus, you will receive eternal life." And during the daytime, he'll carry a lantern and walk around.
啊，为什么呢？ 他挑着灯笼去寻找失丧的灵魂。The
reason of him carrying a lantern is to seek the lost soul.
你知道他心里面，其实他自己天然的情感被破碎，被倒空了。Within
him, the Lord has emptied him. His natural emotion has been broken.
那么后来呢？主 在特别的环境得着了尼斯母，他们后来还是结合了，但是这个结合是主的结合。
Later on, in a special circumstances, they got married, but that unification is within the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这一个点呢，是我们在祈求祷告生活中比较长进了以后，你懂得十架原则了以后，主才让我们经历的。
So for that point, if you understand the principle of the cross, our Lord will let you experience it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你如果能够经历到这个点呢？那恭喜你，你的生命有点成熟了。
If you have experience of not having bargaining with the Lord, then that means your life, Christian
life. 真能向主说，主啊，在天上我还有谁呢？在地上我也没有可爱的。
You should have said, "Oh Lord, in heaven there, who are out there? On earth, there's no one I love."
那么接下来我要快快的讲一点啊，我们要讲一点正面的。怎么样能够追求啊？我们经历主说的祈求，你们就必得着。
So now I'm going to talk something more positive on the positive side. How to pursue when the Lord said, "Ask, you shall receive."
我们读一下马太福音第七章第七节的第一句话。
So let's read the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
你们祈求就给你们。
Ask, it shall be given to you.
第八节第一句话，因为凡祈求的就得着。
It says, for everyone that asks receives.
我们知道主说两遍，这是有他属灵的意义的。
We know that if the Lord has repeated something twice, there's a spiritual meaning behind.
一遍呢，是主给我们的这个鼓舞、提醒。和应许。
The first time is our Lord's encouragement, reminder and a promise.
第二个哈是根据于神他的律，他来说，因为凡祈求的就得着。
The second time when the Lord said it is according to God's law. He said it.
啊，所以我们要经历这句话的信实，弟兄姊妹，我们要完全的相信。这是神他心中所喜悦要做的事情。
So if we want to experience the reality of this word, we must believe that this is what the Lord wanted to do.
所以它变成我们祷告生活中的一个律。
So it becomes a law, that's in our prayer.
这个律是告诉我们说，我们只要进入他所要求的情况，那么他的结果就一定会落在我们身上。
As this law states that if we have entered into such circumstances, we must receive certain results.
啊，这就是神的信实。
And this is our Lord's.
主把它提出来呢，鼓励我们来祈求。他说：“你们祈求就给你们。”
And our Lord has brought it up and saying, "Ask, ye shall receive."
他用这个来提醒我们，也要求我们多多的借着祷告来经历神。
And this is a reminder of a few prayers we should experience more and more of our Lord.
对，我们在日常生活中啊，当我们向主有祷告的时候，要用信心抓住这句话，做我们的把握，做我们的根据。
So during our prayer life, we should use this verse to grasp our Lord and just hold on to it and to be let that be the evidence.
这两句话啊，我从高中时代开始就抓住。那是我不太会用的，我现在想，我是非常的功利主义。我抓住这句话，说主，你一定要答应我这个祈求。
I started to hold on to these two verses when I was in my high school, starting my high school years. At that moment, I was like, "Well, Lord, you have to because you said so."
我发现每一次我这样来祷告，主的回答都是那么的真实和宝贵。
And every time when I have asked Lord, using these two verses, our Lord's answer has been really clear.
而且我得着的，有的时候比我所求的要更好，更多。
And oftentimes the things that I ask for are way better than the things I receive is way better than the things I ask for.
第二处我要和弟兄姊妹彼此勉励的是，腓立比书第三章第六、第七节。
The second point is the book of Philippians. Chapter
四章第四章，对不起，
Oh, chapter 4, verse 6.
6 and 7.
6 and 7.
在这里保罗告诉我们说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
Verse 6 says, be careful about nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
那么底下的应许这样说，你神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And our Lord's promise is such, and the peace of God which surpasses every understanding shall guard your heart and your thoughts by Christ Jesus.
所以我们人生中啊，碰到有忧虑、有愁烦、有放不下心的事情，这就是我们祷告的题目。
In our life, if we're stressed, that should be the topic of our prayer.
那我们怎么样来祷告呢？怎么样来祈求呢？
How should we pray and how should we ask?
保罗的经历告诉我们说呢，借着祷告祈求，再加上感谢，把我们所要的一切事情都告诉主。
And Paul has said, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
弟兄姊妹们，你要什么，你都可以跟主讲。
Brothers and sisters, anything you want to ask, you can ask the Lord.
这个叫做卸下自己的重担。
That's called giving up your burden.
我不要自己去背。
I don't want to hear that myself.
然后呢，我把它交托给神，怎么交托呢？借着感谢交托给他。
How do I give that my burden to our Lord? Through thanksgiving.
我们这样子学习啊，你在祷告里面呢，当我们这样用信心这样交托的时候，里面会有平安的。
So when if we pray like that, if we practice such giving thanksgiving to our Lord, you will receive peace with it.
而且这个平安呢，保罗的经验是告诉我们说，是出人意外的，是想不到的。
This type of peace is surprisingly, it's not peace within the circumstance.
这个平安是从神来的，是在基督里面给我们。
This peace came from God and is within our Lord Jesus Christ.
它显在我们什么地方呢？显在我们的思想，显在我们的情感、心怀和意念。
It shows in our thoughts, it shows in our heart, it shows in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个基督徒啊，在祷告生活中，我们非常真实、非常主观的一个经历和学习。
Brothers, sisters, this is a very real experience that we should have experienced in our prayer life.
我们知道，在旧约时代，诗篇的作者就这样鼓舞神的百姓。
In the Old Testament time, the authors of Psalms have encouraged the brothers and sisters.
诗篇55篇第22节那里说啊，大卫说，你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
In Psalm 55:22, this is written by David, cast thy burden onto Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved.
弟兄姊妹们，不论我们碰见什么事情，压在我们身上是一个重担的时候。
No matter what we encounter, that became a heavy burden that's crushing us.
或者违背我们当时的想法，这件事情发生在我身上，我很痛苦的时候。
Or this totally against my will that's happening to me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以一五一十的把这个事情告诉我们的主。
You could totally share that with our Lord.
像我刚刚讲的，我们姊妹得了那么重的病，她就自己到主面前去祷告。
Like I shared earlier, that sister with ovarian cancer, who after even with such a disease, she prayed to our Lord.
她把她心里面的害怕，把她里面的心愿都告诉了主。
So she had given her thoughts, her wills to our Lord.
主不仅接过去，弟兄姊妹，主并且在他的里面赐给他一个神圣的平安。
Not only our Lord has received her burden, but our Lord has given her this whole week.
我们姊妹经过这件事情啊，她在聚会、交通、说话、祷告，分量都不一样。
After she has experienced that, her prayer, her testimony became very different.
这是何等的宝贵。
That's so precious.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们先经历在基督里面神圣的平安来守卫我们的心思情感，那环境再摸不到你。
If we have experienced that this holy peace that we receive is guarding our mind, guarding our soul, and nothing will bother you.
那么接下来呢，我们要读一处的经文是大家非常熟悉的《马可福音》十一章第二十四节。
The next we'll be reading Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
在那里啊，我们看见主耶稣在上十字架前的最后一周。
This is what our Lord Jesus Christ last week before he was crucified.
他第一天呢，在耶路撒冷圣殿里面服侍完了，晚上啊回家啊。
This is our Lord serving in the temple of Jerusalem, coming home.
第二天呢，他从伯大尼出来。
And this is for him the second day coming out of Bethany.
他肚子饿了。
He was hungry.
远远的看见一棵无花果树。
He saw this fig tree that's far away.
那么主耶稣啊，他就走到那里去找无花果。可以充饥，但是一个果子都没有。
He was out there looking for figs and didn't find any figs at all.
耶稣就对那树说：“从今以后有没有人吃你的果子？”他的门徒都听见了。
Our Lord has said, from then no one will shall eat the fruit from you.
那一天晚上他们回去住，第二天再经过那个地方的时候，那棵无花果树没想到整个都枯干了。
The next, so they came, they went back, and the second day they came back, they saw this fig tree and it withered, completely withered.
门徒们非常稀奇啊。
The disciples were marveled by it.
他们就跟主说，主啊，你看，你所咒诅的这无花果树已经枯干了。
And they said, oh Lord, the fig tree that you have cursed is withered.
主回答说，你们当信服神。
The Lord has said, you should, which verse is this?
第二十二节。
Oh.
十一章二十二节。
It says, Jesus answered, say to them, have faith in God.
主说呢，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里。他心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou taken away and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he has said takes place, whatever he shall say shall come to pass for him.
接下来主就说了这句啊，是神的儿女们常常抓住的一句话，他说呢，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
And the next verse, our Lord said, has been held on to by a lot of brothers and sisters. For this reason, I say to you, all things whatsoever ye have prayed and asked before and asked, believe that ye receive it, and it shall come to pass for you.
这句话我们到底怎么经历呢？
And how should we experience such verse?
什么叫做凡我们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着呢？
What does this verse mean? All things whatsoever you pray for and ask, and believe that you receive it, it shall come to pass for you.
我们有一件挂虑，有一件需要，有一个要求。
We have this worry, we have this need, we have this ask.
我们告诉主了。
We told our Lord.
我们一次祷告，两次祷告，三次祷告。
We pray once, twice, or three times.
或者弟兄姊妹们一起在教会，我们在基督身体里面一起祷告。
Or together we have prayed for.
我们不要只是 一味的说我自己的感觉和心愿。
Don't just, oh, oh, just say, oh, how I feel and what I wanted.
这个时候我们要经历，我们是不是卸下了负担。
You should experience, did you really uncast your burden?
我们是不是把我的难处，我的需要交托给神呢？
Have you really given your difficulties and your need to our Lord?
我们有没有 committed to God? 我们交托给他呢？如果我们感觉这样子，我们要安静下来，这时候就是运用祷告的灵的时刻。
If we haven't, we should, if we have, then we should be quiet and we should use the prayerful spirit.
我们用祷告的灵，用肯听的灵，伏在主的面前，听神向我们说话。
We use our prayerful spirit, use our listening spirit to come down to our Lord.
当神回应了，说话了，你抓住这句话，信是神说的，你就必得着神给你的。
Then you have heard the Lord has said something and believe this is what the Lord has said, then you shall receive.
弟兄姊妹，这个是每一个基督徒啊，你在祷告生活中、成长中，可能每一个人都应该经历许多次的。
Brothers, this event you should experience many, many times in your prayer life.
许多时候外面事情还没有成就，但是主已经在你里面说话了。
Oftentimes there are things outside hasn't really started, but our Lord has spoken to you.
那么你听见这是主的话，你就相信了神。
And you believe that this is the Lord has said to you, and you have believed it.
事情就这样成就了。
And things is accomplished.
我自己年幼的时候，我十一岁得了必死的传染病。
When I was 11, I was infected with a lethal disease.
是一个，那个时候在台湾有霍乱流行，我是我们那个地区第一个感染霍乱，上吐下泻，脱水到不省人事 ，coma。
I caught cholera when I was 11. I was very sick. I was in a coma.
送到医院，医生不收，叫我母亲带回去。
My parents took me to the hospital and they told my mom to bring me back home.
我母亲没有别的依靠，只好到教会，请教会的弟兄们来为我祷告。
There was nothing my mother can rely on but to bring the church and pray for me.
奇妙啊，他们祷告完相信主，他们就回去了。
How marvelous! They prayed and they believed the Lord and they went home.
我没有醒过来，我还是在昏迷状态。
I was still in a coma, I didn't wake up.
但是当第二天早上太阳出来了，那阳光照到我的眼睛里面，我醒过来了。
But the next morning, when the sun is shining in my eye, I woke up.
我好像没有生过病一样，肚子咕噜咕噜叫。我跟我母亲说，我好饿了，我要吃啊。我母亲说，你活过来了。好，弟兄姊妹，这就是祷告。
I woke up like I wasn't sick. I told my mom I was hungry. My mom said, "Oh, you came back to alive. You came back from dead." That was prayer.
所以像我们碰见疾病，碰见难处，我们要交托到一个地步，里面有平安，然后问主说，主啊，这件事你的意思你怎么决定，回答我们。
When we have illness, when we have difficulties, we have given our burdens to our Lord, to a point that we ask our Lord, oh Lord, what shall you decide?
主说话了，我就相信，那么事情就成就了。
When our Lord has spoken to me, and I believe, and things will be accomplished.
祈求的祷告不是一味的求，你就经历，你就得着，乃是你听见，并且经历主在我里面说话做事。
The prayer of asking is not asking bluntly or asking repetitively. It's to listen also. When you listen, when you heard, then things will be accomplished.
我的两个儿女现在都，他们自己都做父母。
Both my children are parents as well now.
他们在结婚年龄交朋友的时候。
When they were in the dating age.
他们不是没有失败，不是没有痛苦。
There's failure, there's some difficulties.
但是 失败痛苦中他们学到他们要把他们的婚姻交给主。
Through their suffrage, through their sadness, they learned that they need to give their life to the Lord.
他在那个交托的里面学会了降服，学会了柔软。
And through that fellowship, and they learned how to obey to one another, how to.
他们让主在那件事情上面得着完全的主权。
And to let our Lord to have the whole authority over this sovereignty. 或
他们在交朋友的时候，他们和对方说。我必须要清楚是不是主要我们在一起，你也必须要清楚。
Then when they start dating, they ask this question, I must be sure that we are together because our Lord want us to be together, and you must be sure as well.
当他们里面清楚了，弟兄姊妹，信是得着的，就必得着。
When they are clear on the inside, and they believe they shall receive, they receive.
我自己第一次经历 这句话，是我为一个同学的灵魂得救祷告。
The first time I experienced this verse is when I prayed for a friend of mine's salvation.
我祷告了大概有一两个月的时间。
I prayed for about a month or 2 months.
有一天晚上我祷告呢，里面忽然有个感觉，他得救了，他信主。
When I prayed for this, I had a feeling that, oh, he's saved.
从那一天开始，我就不再为他得救祷告。我说：“主啊，感谢你，你救了他，感谢你，赞美你。”
So from that day, I had said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, 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 thank you so much for saving him. Praise you, you have saved him."
就在那个周末，我接到那个同学给我写一封信，他说我这个主日要受浸了。
At that weekend, I received a letter from my friend saying, "Oh, I'll be baptized this weekend."
好，我接到那封信呢，我很高兴，但是我一点都不稀奇。
I was so happy when I received the letter, but I was not surprised.
主让我经历一次，你们祈求的、祷告的，你信是得着，信谁呢？不是信自己的愿望，不是信自己的要求，而是信神的话语。
The Lord has let me experience this one thing, that when you pray, you ask, you believe, not believe yourself, but to believe that the Lord has answered.
那么我们抓住了主的话语，就感谢赞美来接受神的作为。
So when we hold on to the word of the Lord, we should give all the thanksgiving to him because he has done it for us.
弟兄姊妹，这样子哈，我们在神的家中，我们自己还有服侍弟兄姊妹的需要，我们能够走在平安的里面。
So brothers and sisters, through our prayers, when we serve, we can serve in peace.
那么关于祈求的祷告还有一些的提醒。
There's other reminders about prayers asking.
罗马书十二章十二节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 12.
保罗在这里告诉我们说祷告要恒切。
It says, as regard prayers, persevering.
Yeah, 祷告要恒切。然后在箴言书第三章第五节
，Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5，
在那里，主的话教导我们。
And the word of the Lord has taught us.
他说呢，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上。都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
It says, "Confide in Jehovah with all thy heart; lean not unto thy own intelligence."
好，我们在祈求的祷告上面哈，有的时候会灰心呢。
Oftentimes in our prayer, we gave up halfway.
好，有的时候我们会。听别人的啊，理性的建议，我们会有各种自己的办法。
And during our prayers, through other people's logical resolution, we have some other methods.
保罗和旧约时代的圣徒们，他们在这些点上都有丰富的经验。
But as Paul and other Old Testament scholars has their own abundant experience.
所以保罗告诉我们说，祷告要恒切。
As Paul said, as regard prayers, persevering.
要坚定，要持续。
You got to hold on tight, and you got to continue.
弟兄姊妹，这些日子啊，我觉得主在我身上一个学习，就每天祷告跟主说：“主啊，愿你快点回来。”
So recently, the Lord has given me this. Every day during your prayer, during my prayer, I've asked the Lord, I'm looking for you to come back.
我年轻的时候也有这种祷告，但那都是情绪性的祷告。
When I was younger, I was very emotional, and I also had this type of prayer.
但是现在这个祷告啊，里面真是从深处说主，因为这是你的应许，我抓住这个应许，我要得着它。
And as when nowadays when I pray, I say, Lord, this is your promise. I'm going to hold on to your promise. You'll come back. And I'll grasp it.
我们不要在祷告生活中啊啊伸出自己的手。
Don't use your own hand in the prayer life.
啊，我们不要去帮神的忙。
Let's not help God. Use your own.
不要用自己的聪明。
Let's not use your own intelligence.
啊，这几句话呢，我小的时候在。教会生活里面我们就背过了。
I remember that when I was young.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Confide in Jehovah with all thy heart, lean not unto thy own intelligence.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will make plain thy path.
好，我想今天我的交通就停在这里。
So I'll stop my fellowship here.
愿主让我们在祈求的祷告上结出丰盛的果子来。
Let us bear abundant fruit in the prayer life.
我能不能请弟兄姊妹一同我们在主面前有一些祷告好吗？
My brothers and sisters, let's pray in front of our Lord.
请弟兄姊妹随着圣灵的带领有祷告，然后我们还是请我们这一次请阮彪弟兄，好吧，请这个张全弟兄最后带我们结束祷告。主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你，你是听祷告的神，并且今天你在父神的宝座右边为我们祷告，圣灵也住在教会中，住在每一个属神的儿女们的里面，天天用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。亲爱的主啊，愿你将那祷告的灵浇灌你的教会，帮助我们在祷告的生活中，我们借着祈求更多认识神的丰富，借着祈求和倚靠更多经历神的信实，好叫你的作为借着你儿女们的祷告彰显在我们肉身的生活中，见证主的荣耀，见证主你自己的信实。我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你，祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿们
阿们。